If you've been with the show over the years, you'll know by now that we have a long-standing relationship with US cabaret performers coming over to the UK with their exceptional shows. Well, today I would like to introduce you to two of the very best. Nick and Desi are a married Broadway duo who've teamed up to present their new show, Broadway to Hollywood, at the Crazy Cox in London later this month. And as they make their UK debut, they'll be joined by special guest Caroline Sheen. Well, I'm very pleased to say that all three of them are joining us on the programme now. Nick, Desi, Caroline, welcome to Abbey 104.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Hi.
This is a very exciting time for you, Nick and Desi, isn't it? The first time you've played at the Crazy Cox over here.
Yes. Absolutely.
We've also only been to the UK
For one day.
We've not spent time there, so we are going to, and we're so excited.
My family's in France. My mom and dad are from France originally, so we came, a few years ago, and we flew into London to spend one day, see friends, and then take the tube over to Paris, but we're spending 4 days, so it's great.
So this is going to be really, really fun. We're very excited.
Yes.
We very much look forward to welcoming you to our shores. Nick, you normally perform separately, don't you, from Desi? What's brought you together for this particular performance?
Well, we started our act about 10 years ago, actually. So we've performed, of course, Desi was in West Side Story. I've done Broadway shows as well. And so we've come to a point in our life where we love to perform together. And so to be apart is hard, especially with our daughter. We don't want to be, working separately and on tours or in Broadway. And so we decided to do our show together. That kind of tells the story of how we met, fell in love. And it tells our story through song and dance. So highlighting songs from shows we've been in, putting in some fun arrangements, including some tap dancing of some popular songs that you wouldn't expect tap dancing to. Things happened to us in the last few years between injuries and health issues. And so we really share that intimate, the things that have brought us together and the challenges we've overcome.
Desi, when you're working with Nick, how do you get on?
I mean, I think we get along better when we're doing stuff that we love.
Yes.
Like choreographing or creating a piece, I think we really have similar ideas. Our passion for the same style and of the, these movie musicals, MGM movie musicals that we grew up watching, and like the category of Broadway shows that we love, the certain types are exactly the same. So our passion is for the same thing. So we really, I think we connect and do well with that. I mean, we're married, so other things are not as easy, but we really enjoy performing together. Yeah. We're really lucky that we have that because it's so much fun.
Yeah.
Every time we do our show, we're like, oh my gosh, that was, it's just such a great time. We're doing the songs and from the shows we love.
Yeah.
You get to pick what you do now that we have our own show.
Exactly.
So I think it's pretty good. Of course, there's some things that, we argue or bicker about. We even bicker on stage. You'll see.
Yep.
It's funny though, I guess.
When you are telling the story of your life through cabaret, cabaret, to my mind, is the perfect vehicle for doing that because it is so intimate, isn't it? And you're so close to the audience.
Yeah. Yeah. We love that. It's great to see, it's small venues and you connect. You can actually see and sweat and spit on people sometimes. I'm sorry, the front row.
Yeah.
But it's such an amazing connection to be able to have that and
we
be
do,
with people.
I mean, we do our show a different, a bigger show where we dance a little bit more and travel and do all this stuff. It's fun, but it's not as intimate. It's very, it's just, you can't connect as well because, the audience is dark. It's like a musical. You just kind of share your story and do that. But cabaret venues are our absolute favorite.
And you can really see and hear the reaction to the audience is right there. They're laughing.
You.
They're with you.
It's like you're like a comedian.
Yeah, exactly.
They laugh at me a lot. Just kidding.
The
They laugh
show,
with you. They
yes.
laugh at me. Yes, exactly.
Sorry.
The show you're presenting at Crazy Cox, it's called Broadway to Hollywood. And actually, that has reflected your life because you were in Broadway and now you're the other
Yeah.
side of the country.
Exactly.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's
Yeah.
great how that
We
worked
joke
out.
that it's Broadway to Hollywood, except it's Jersey City to Orange County. It's
Yeah, we're
very
like
close. Very
similar.
close.
I mean,
Yeah.
if you live in a big city or if you're a little outside, it's
Yes, no, exactly.
similar.
It's exactly it. It's the story of our lives, from moving Broadway to Hollywood, and so it's and it highlights Broadway songs and silver screen. So,
Who's inspired us
yeah,
in all
exactly.
for our careers?
I think it's fair to say Caroline may agree with this, that over here in Britain, we're probably not too up on the exact geography of America, so Broadway to Hollywood will work for us.
Exactly.
And it's important, isn't it, that you have invited Caroline Sheen, who's joining us today as well, to special guest on your show.
Caroline and I toured with Mary Poppins
So
over 10
good.
years ago. And what we love to do is we love everywhere we go, we kind of love seeing if we have, because we love performing together and we love performing with our friends. And that's what the magic of creating our show is we get to perform with friends. And so when we were planning to go to London, I was like, well, Caroline's there and I haven't seen her in 10 years. And we do a beautiful Mary Poppins medley in our show.
Yes,
No spoiler alert.
you can take my
And
place and do some great stuff because
so I
she is
thought
Mary
it
Poppins.
would be so magical to have Caroline join us.
Yeah.
And since she is such a beautiful, respected, amazing performer in London, as well as helping get the word out too.
Yes.
A little bit of both, but it is what I love to do is perform with our friends. And when we have our holiday special in New York or in LA, we always invite friends to perform, and it really makes it special.
Kind of like the Judy Garland
Yeah.
Christmas special,
The
how she
variety
has,
hour.
just bringing people up.
Yeah, exactly.
Caroline, you're the British end of this particular show. It must have been quite an honor to be invited by Nick to take part.
I was thrilled to bits. One, that they're coming to London, which I'm so excited to see them both. And two, that also to join in their cabaret. I've seen them do their act that they're so great with their online presence and they perform together online. And it's so wonderful to watch because I think they'll agree with me in that they're real old school performers. It's
Yes.
like watching Gene Kelly and Liza Minnelli. I mean, I've worked with Nick. I've seen him tap dance. He is
Oh,
like
sound good.
superb, and I can't wait to see it happen again. I've also worked at the Crazy Cox, the venue that we're performing at, and it's such a charming, beautiful space, a real special space in London. So I'm excited to do that as well. And I think they feed us too. We can get food, so that's good.
Yes.
That's what we. That's always
Feed
great.
the actors, feed
It's always
the
great.
We'll work for food. We'll sing for food.
Yes.
Caroline, for those people who probably recognize the name but don't necessarily remember everything you've been in, what's your background in musical theatre? Mary Poppins, obviously.
I performed in Mary Poppins here on tour and in America on tour. I've been really lucky. I've done shows like Les Mis, playing Eponine and Fantine. I've done Sandy in Greece, Truly Scrumptious in Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. And just before lockdown, I was in 9 to 5. I've just opened a show in London this week, actually, at the Jermyn Street, which is another gorgeous space in London, called Extraordinary Women. I've been in musicals a long time. And although not for a while, this is my first musical for about 4 or 5 years. So
Since
my
lockdown?
since yeah since lockdown.
Oh.
And so my feet are hurting from wearing heels again.
Oh, God.
I was like, why are my feet aching so much? I was like, oh yeah, because I've been wearing trainers for 4 years.
Yes.
You suffer for your art, Caroline,
I
then.
do. The odd concert I manage, with my heels. I'm like, that's fine. But every day for a week, whoa, that's
Oh, it's
painful.
hard. It's hard.
Caroline, picking up what you were saying there about the venue in Jermyn Street, I know the one that you mean. London is full of these smaller venues where the smaller shows and the more intimate shows can actually be put on very successfully.
Yeah, it really is. And what I love about Crazy Cox and Jermyn Street, and they're both downstairs, so they feel a little bit secret and a little bit magical. You feel a little bit like Harry Potter discovering Diagon Alley, and there's this whole world you never knew about, And yet the quality is always top class in these spaces. And because they're both really close to, I literally walk past Crazy Cocks every day at the minute because they're really
Oh,
close to
yeah.
Piccadilly Circus. And so you get a real mix of audiences of like theatre goers and cabaret attendees. And then also you get the tourists kind of turning up and going, what's on here tonight? I'll just take a punt and come and see whatever's on because it's a really special venue. So I think these places are really important to any kind of cultural community to have those little spaces for talent and for storytelling and for music and the arts,
Yes,
really.
absolutely.
And this particular show is on a Sunday where actually there isn't an awful lot on necessarily elsewhere in the West End. So this is a perfect opportunity, maybe for somebody who hasn't really been to cabaret before, to just go and taste what it's like.
Yeah, absolutely. And they won't be disappointed. You know, we have many, you know,
Entertainment.
it's I ask many shows, I say, so who's seen us before, who hasn't? And a lot of, you know, a lot of majorities of the shows, they raise their hands and, you know, half the audience, I'm like, okay, great. And what, so we thank them for taking a chance and they leave just on cloud nine. Like really, they, like you said, it's old school entertainment. We emulate Gene Kelly, Fred Astaire, Judy Garland, Liza Minnelli, and we bring people back to that time and also introduce songs in a style that they might have not heard it
Yeah,
before.
if it's a more
Or,
contemporary
yep.
song where they don't know, but they end up loving it because the way we perform it, or
We bring them on a journey. We take them on an escape for an hour, you know, 75 minutes, and share our lives with them for that small amount of
And
time.
selfishly, we love it.
We certainly wish all three of you the very best of luck. Now, the show is at the Crazy Cocks Cabaret venue, which is sort of underneath Piccadilly Circus, really, isn't it? That's probably the closest point of reference. It's on Sunday, the 17th of August. So if you're listening to this programme on the Monday, it's at the end of the week, so you've got plenty of time to get your tickets. If you're listening to the Sunday afternoon edition of this programme, then it's later today. So if you can get to London, check if there's tickets online. Desi, Nick, how can people find out more information and book those tickets?
On the website, Crazy Cocks website, as well, they can go to nickanddesi.com. So NIC, the letter NDESI.com. And that will guide you to all our performances and links to get tickets to all those venues.
Nick, Desi, Caroline, it's been absolutely wonderful to have a chat with you today. The very best of luck for the performance. Caroline, I know I've already committed you to come back on as a star guest at some point in the future, so we look forward to that. And I might have a word with Nick and Desi if they could do the same. Nick, Desi, Caroline, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank
Thank you so
you.
much for having us.
Thank
Thank
you.
you. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Even though the sound of it's something quite atrocious, if you say it loud enough, you'll always sound precocious. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. I bet you can spell it, Nicholas.
4.5 years. Yeah, I can still spell it.
Oh, great. Let's see.
SUPERCALIFRAGILISTICEXPIALIDOCIOUS.
Hey.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Even though the sound of it is something quite atrocious, if you say it loud enough, you'll always sound precocious. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Just bring it down a little. Feed the birds, tuppence a bag, tuppence, tuppence, tuppence a bag. Feed the birds, that's what she cries, while overhead her birds fill the sky.
Though her words are simple and few, listen, listen, she's calling to you.
Feed the birds, tuppence a bag, tuppence. Top
top.
Tuppence a bag. Up where the smoke is all billowed and curled, between pavement and stars is the chimney sweep's world. Where there's hardly no day, no, hardly no night. There's things half in shadows and halfways in light. On the rooftops of London, cool, what a sight. Chim chimney, chim chimney, chim chim chimney. A sweep is as lucky can be. Chim chimney, chim chimney, chim chim chiroo.
Good luck will rub off when he shakes hands with you.
Or blow me a kiss, and that's lucky too. Oh, one, two, three, four. Chim chimney, chim chimney, chim chim chiroo. A sweep is as lucky can be. Chim chimney, chim chimney, chim chim chiroo. The luck will rub off when he shakes hands with you. Or blow me a kiss, and that's lucky too.
When you're with a sweep, you're in glad company.
Chim chimney, chim chimney, chim chim chiroo. Your luck will rub up when he shakes hands with you. Or blow me a kiss. And that's lucky too.